Bank of Cardiff. This is Jill.
Hey, Jill. This is Scott Mazzoni at the Car Biz. If you crave a room, I've got a letter here with a reservation code on it, and I was calling in, had a couple of questions. Did you need the reservation code?
Sure. Yes. Can I get the reservation code?
Sure. It's 2411-3201-0049-3005.
Perfect.
And I'm an independent auto dealer.
Okay.
Been in business for three years.
3 years? Okay. And you're the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And just in case we get disconnected, is this phone number ending in 3965 the best number to get back to you at?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm just pulling up everything here. Okay, so I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have.
All right.
Okay, you said Car Biz is the business name, right? And is that also your legal business name as well?
It's Car Biz LLC.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then you said started in 2013?
Yes.
Okay, and I have the address here is 10016 Fayetteville Road.
Yeah, Fayetteville Road, Fuquay Arena, 27526.
Okay, perfect. Okay, perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, we've got a couple of merchant loans that I've got out that I'm looking to refi, and then I'm also looking to have a little bit of operating capital to go through the wintertime.
Sure.
So probably in the neighborhood of probably $75,000 to $90,000.
Okay. And how much of that is going towards consolidating a couple loans?
Probably in the neighborhood of 45.
45, okay. Okay, and then who are those loans through?
Winset and Can.
Winset, Can, okay. Okay, and then what are the balances on those two separated?
Probably one's around 30, and the other one's going to be around 25,
okay. Okay, and then the remainder is just some operating capital to get through the winter time.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you guys a used car dealer or new car or combination?
Used car.
Used car? Okay.
Used car dealer.
Okay. Okay, and then do you use floor plan at all, or you just mostly use the capital loan to do the basically buying the inventory?
No, I use floor plan.
Floor plan too? Okay. Perfect. And then what's your gross annual sales like last year?
1.1, 1.2.
Okay. And how's this year tracking for you?
About the same.
About the same. Okay. Okay. And when do you need the capital buy? As soon as possible, or you have any kind of deadlines you're looking to meet?
No, probably next week or so.
Next week or so? Okay. Okay. And the loans you have with Winset and Can, have you gone to them to see if they were able to refi it for you? What type of feedback did they give you?
I haven't. No, I haven't gone to them to see it yet.
Okay, no worries. Sounds good. We'll probably beat it for you anyways. Okay.
Sure.
And then have you gone to the bank that you normally use? Do you have a line of credit with them?
I do not, no.
Okay, no worries. Online. Okay. And what kind of car do you sell? Do you sell, domestic brand only, or do you kind of do foreign kind of combination of everything?
That's a kind of a combination of a mid-level car that I sell anywhere, price range from $7,000 to $8,000 up to $20,000.
Oh, okay. How many cars do you normally sell in a month?
Probably like 10, 12.
10, 12. Okay. Okay. And then the wintertime, I've helped the other customer in the East Coast where the wintertimes no one really wants to come out to do shopping. Is that basically the
Right.
same issue for you?
It is definitely slower. Probably, in the wintertime you go through there, it's probably 7 to 9.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's not too
Yeah.
bad for, getting snowed in and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, get dark and cold don't go good together.
Yeah. So during slower times, like, do you amp up your marketing or you just kind of let it ride?
I just manage my inventory better through that time. Just cut down fees and costs through that time frame. So I don't carry as much inventory
I see.
to know whether floor plan costs and different things associated with carrying a normal inventory of 15 to 25 cars.
I
So
see, okay.
just carry a little bit less inventory.
Do you do different types of inventory, like larger cars or like trucks and 4x4s and stuff like that?
Yeah, more 4x4s, family vehicles, that frame.
Yeah, because that'll be a time that they would need it for the snow.
Yes.
Okay. And do you only have one location, or do you have another location?
It's just the one location.
One location? Okay. Oh, that's not too bad then if you do 1.1, 1.2 for one location.
Yes.
Okay. And how would you rate your credit? National average is about 680. Do you think you're around that or above that?
No, I'm below that. My credit's down around 570.
570? Okay. Did you just pull it not too long ago?
I have a credit monitoring credit through Experian that I monitor
Oh,
through.
I see. Okay. That's good to just keep, on track of your
Yeah, I'm trying to raise it just obviously with debt and different payments, flow payments here from time to time. No bankruptcies or
Yeah.
tax liens or anything like that.
Did you end up having to use your own personal credit for business?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the Windset and the Can Capital one, how much longer do you have on those loans?
They'll probably be paid off in 4 or 5 months.
4 or 5 months? Okay. Okay. And then the last one, you got those loans, where did you use it for inventory and cash flow as well? Or was there any other like specific reason why you got those loans?
No, it's to manage other business debt and never really inventory because all my inventory is so.
Right, that's true. Okay. Okay, perfect. So what I can do right now is I can send over our application. So there's two things I can do for you right now. I'll run numbers for both programs. The first one is basically refine the remaining balances you have with Can and Windset to a longer term, better rate, things like that, and get you additional capital on top. Second option is if the first option is not available to you, then I can get you additional capital just on top of those loans. It'll be a
Okay.
smaller amount, but you get the operating capital that you need. And based on your sales of the 1.1, 1.2, doesn't seem like it's going to be an issue to look at both of those options for you.
Okay.
Okay. What's a good email for me to send the application over?
Sent to scott@carbizsales.com.
Carbiz Sales.
Programs that you have, because on here, it looks like you have up to 3 year or 5 year terms on there. But I'll be definitely be looking at a monthly, not a weekly or a daily. Do you have those programs?
Yes, we do have those available. Our capital loans go up to 3 years. Secured loans goes up to 5 years, and that's for equipment financing. Do you have any equipment financing needs right now?
I do not know.
No? Okay. So far, capital loans, since it's unsecured and you can use the money for anything you want, it would be for the longest would be 3 years. We do have the monthly option available for qualifying customers. So I can put in the notes that you prefer that. So that'll be the first thing that we'll look at first is if you qualify for the monthly. If not, then we'll resort to the weekly and then daily to see, you know, what's going to be the best rate for you and the best terms and program. But, you know, at least that will be able to give, you know, extend out the loan that you have with Winsett and Can Capital to, you know, a longer term, it seems like is what you want.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What is like the shortest and what's the longest you'd be looking for?
Well, probably the longest term possible is really, it depends on what the monthly is. You know, really, I'm only looking
right.
at, it's probably around something around $1,500 a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you budget about $1,800 a month for payment?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. I'll put in notes in here. And then, you know, what would be like the shortest term you'd be okay with?
Well, it really depends on the amount that we can qualify for. You know, I think if
right.
I'm off capital, I'd like to stretch that a little bit longer. So.
Right. Obviously, we'll aim for the longest.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to do anything like, you know, 9 months, 12 months, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think minimum I would probably want to do.
Maybe like 24 months?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'll put in notes. We'll aim for the 36. 24 is the shortest you'll be okay with.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll go ahead and send the application over to you to Scott at carbizsales.net.
.com,
okay. And it's just a one-page application, 6 most recent months of business bank statement, and your most recent tax return. Do you already have 2015's completed?
I have not. I filed an extension for 2015.
Oh, okay, perfect. So I'll just need the 2014's then. And then also when your customers pay you, do they pay you by credit card or mostly by check and cash?
Check and cash.
Check and cash. Okay. All right. Sounds good. I was going to ask you for the merchant, but doesn't seem like we'll need it since you don't do most of your business by check and cash. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Sounds good. So I'll send over the application right now. Do you know when you'll be able to get everything in to me?
Try to get it in today if I can.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So I'll look out for it, and if I don't see anything, I'll touch base with you mid-Monday morning. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. All righty then. Thanks, Scott. I'll send it over right now. I look forward to doing business with you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.